Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, good morning. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports Motivating Monday. The last broadcast was held on Mother's Day. And so thank you again for listening, if you're listening live or if you're listening to the recording. This will be a brief broadcast, a 15-minute broadcast. Maybe we'll be able to go to 30 minutes, but it will be a brief broadcast. And just want to update you on information also regarding the show. Should be back on in regular rotation. Now, the next show is scheduled for Thursday morning and will be a 30-minute broadcast. But this is when I first premiered the show, back in March, on March 21st, 2011, I introduced it with a brief show discussing the concept and so on. So right now, redeveloping, changing images and so on, I've been doing my best to update my profile. I did update the background profile. And thank you so much to those who have been sending in awesome music also, and looking forward to the return of some regular guests and regular guest co-hosts from the past, but also I'm so excited to meet new friends and new guests and new listeners that will be calling in, also talking about hot topics and suggesting great ideas to talk about. You can email me, Beth, a.k.a. Be True, at cultureshock_Beth@yahoo.com. That's KULTURESHOKENT _Beth@yahoo.com. IG, I am at Beth Entrepreneur, exactly how it is spelled. Also on Twitter, you know, at Culture Shock Inc., KULTUREKULTURESHOKENT. Beth Williams, that deep southern accent kicks in, right? And also, I'm on Snapchat, but I have yet Snapchatted my first. So on Snapchat, it's at Culture Shock Inc., KULTURESHOKENT. And the YouTube channel is youtube.com/KULTURESHOKENT. I know a lot of artists and musicians like to, and also vloggers and those with their own shows like to contact me through YouTube. And of course, on Facebook, there's the page that is Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, KULTURESHOKENT Reports. And also, you can holler at me at my personal page. And now I'm understanding why Facebook recommended that I need my own public page. So I guess I'll be creating that soon. Because back in, not that I had not been through enough dealing with getting my social media presence back to where it should be. Because you remember when I had things, I had my electronic devices from phones to iPads stolen, you know, my accounts were hacked and so on. So some ways it's been easy and some ways it's been difficult getting that presence back. But the presence is cool right now, but back to where it should be, as in getting my profiles and my social media on track. And also on Tumblr, you can contact me at BethEntrepreneur.tumblr.com, also on the blog, okay? So, again, the email address is cultureshockinc_Beth@yahoo.com. Thank you so much in advance, and those that have already sent me information, also media kits, and especially awesome music. You know how important awesome music is to the show. And this show this morning, since it's a brief show, I'm really going to go through it. It's a bullet point type show. And I must give you the call-in number also. My screen on my cell phone. Hopefully your calls can come in if you want to call in during this brief show to make a brief good morning or give us words of inspiration for Motivating Monday for this Monday morning. But save this in your phone. The call-in number is 646-787-1578. And we will be resuming those awesome chats that we used to. And thank you so much also to listeners and social media friends throughout the world that have been contacting me through various methods, from online messages, calling me through Messenger, sending me emails. Thank you so much that you for expressing that you really, really missed the show and would like it to be back in regular rotation, because I miss you too, also, honestly. So can't wait to be back on track, have guests back like Belinda Renee, my friend Belinda Renee in Texas, the intimate consultant. Also Reggie Roughneck, my friend, the tennis pro, Kevin. He said he would like to talk to other listeners again, update you guys on things that he can talk about regarding his life. Oh, my God, the list goes on. My cousin Linda, you know, she always has something to talk about, and she's been traveling, so I know she would like to share her traveling advice and also discuss what's been going on, not only in politics, but also share her experiences on her recent trips. Also, I know she's been to Dubai, and she went to Hollywood and a few other places. But before I go any farther, I would like to congratulate our new administration. We have a new mayor, and also send our best wishes to our former mayor and his first lady, also the Yarbers. But we had a very nice inauguration weekend during the 4th of July weekend in the city of Jackson, Mississippi. You know, I must shout out Texas and my friends in Tesoma also. But right now we have a new mayor, and we're looking forward to an amazing next 4 years with our new mayor, Chokwe A. Lumumba, and his beautiful wife, Ebony. I had an opportunity to attend the kickoff event that we had in downtown Jackson, right from across from the governor's mansion, and in downtown Jackson. It was an awesome kickoff event. It was scheduled from 11 to 3, and then on that weekend, they had events at four parks in the city. And then on that Monday, which I attended the inauguration was held, and Benny Thompson, and you all remember former Agricultural Secretary Mike Espy, where he's still in Mississippi practicing law. Matter of fact, I had a chance to talk to his wife, which at the Crossroads Film Festival back in April. But we had two former mayors in attendance at the inauguration, former Mayor Harvey Johnson, former Mayor Kane Ditto, and also former Governor Wim Winter, whom I've met on occasions. And also I had an opportunity to meet him. I remember many years ago, he and his wife were very active with Habitat for Humanity, and had an opportunity to meet him at one of those events and met other, like, federal and, you know, national politicians and so on. So this is a brief – I wanted to go on and on and tell the story, but this is a brief broadcast. And we might have a caller this morning, so I am going to check my studio call list to see if we have a caller. Also, are a couple callers. Time goes by so fast, so please excuse me because my screen had vanished, and I'm doing my best to get it back up. So I can multitask, but I don't. I'm trying to get that screen back up right quick. Let's see. Here's my studio. Come on, studio. But today is Motivating Monday. Let's see. What do I have to say? If you don't, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. That is my word of advice for Motivating Monday. Yes, my call line is open. Right now we have 4 minutes and 28 seconds of live broadcast, so I have a lot to squeeze in. That's 4 minutes to call in. I do have extra time after the call-in time period is over. So that is my advice. That is what I have on my Facebook page. That is something that I had always heard. But then when I was a sales and marketing student studying fashion, merchandising, design, and retail management at Hines Community College in Raymond, Mississippi, my teacher, who was a former buyer at department stores like McRae's and other department stores, Mrs. Jerry Roberts, that was something that she always put emphasis on in her classes. She always stressed the importance of planning to her students. She always said, you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And so it, regardless of what it is and regardless of how spontaneous we are, it is important for us to have some planning in tune. But, you know, nothing passes God's plans, right? But it's important for us to plan, because I mean, in life general, you know, I have things planned out a certain way. And I heard Ryan Seacrest talk about this one morning on Live with Kelly and Ryan, and he was talking about how he had certain things planned a certain way. But it's weird how we have things planned a certain way, but it's still important to plan, you know, from what you're doing today, what you're doing this morning, what you're doing this evening. It's important for us to have a plan in our lives and so on. But at the same time, a lot of times things don't go as planned, but don't let that discourage you. I know some people just like to say, well, I just go with the flow. And, you know, it's nothing wrong with being, I consider myself a free spirit too, but also it is important to have a plan, have a blueprint, have a map, have a structure also. Earlier this year, I took a couple classes, Word and Excel, and today I'm starting PowerPoint classes at Eudora Welty downtown, Eudora Welty Library. And that's something that the computer educator at the library and I talk about often. She is awesome. I mean, not only does she teach, but she also manages the other branches of the library system. And she and I are similar also. But, you know, she's a planner. But at her spontaneous situations, she said she even tried to, like, plan those. It might appear that she's being spontaneous, but she already know what's pretty much going on. But it's fun to be spontaneous, but basically you fail to plan, you plan to fail, because you have to have some type of structure. Like, even for the show, I don't have, like, since this is a brief show, I just have, like, bullet points. So I also want to also send our best wishes to President Trump and the First Lady and everyone, all the media that traveled with the president as they represented the America at the G20 summit. Also, I want to mention that Jackson, Mississippi is campaigning to get a G League team. We have to beat out 4 other cities in the southern region, here in this region of Louisiana and Mississippi. So we're hoping to get that G League team that would be affiliated with the New Orleans Pelicans. So that team would be called the Jackson Pelicans, and they would practice at Jackson State University, and they would play at the Mississippi Coliseum. And also, summer's here. Summer is officially here. I mean, it's been here since June 21st, but when Memorial Day came, and then mid-June 21st came, and now that Independence Day, America's birthday, is here. we're still celebrating that, right? Since we celebrated 4th of July last week, and that really officially kicked off summer. Yeah, Memorial Day did, but 4th of July really let us all know that summer is here, and we need to enjoy July and August. And big shout out to the summer babies, because I'm a summer baby and I have a birthday coming up next month. But the next show will be broadcast on Thursday. Again, this is a brief show, so I'm just trying to get through basic information, and we'll talk more, and you'll hear music on Thursday morning also, because my friends have been sending me awesome music and videos and so on. Also want to shout out to Paisley Park. You all visit their Facebook page. Go to officialpaisleypark.com. They have some awesome plans, especially for the end of August, beginning of September. There will be a Battle of the Bands going on. So thank you, Paisley Park, for sending me the email. Shout out to all the Purple family. And speaking of Paisley Park, I have two new closed Facebook groups. One is called, obviously, The Revolution and Minneapolis Sound Project, and also the James Franco Project. So those of you that would like to learn more or just effectively network with others who enjoy Prince music, his proteges, Minneapolis sound, from those that are new to his music, because I know many have not really learned much until recently. I, myself, I've been down with Prince since the beginning. We knew each other, but we never met in person. And so I thought last year would be the chance, but due to his untimely death. But I'm so grateful for my Purple family and for my Purple people that I have met in person before, and that we are friends, and especially the Nelson family in Minneapolis, in the Twin Cities. I send you all so much love, so much love. You guys are doing just an awesome job. The Revolution is on tour, so you guys definitely connect with them, connect with MPG. MPG, John Blackwell Jr. passed away. Remember the drummer with MPG? So sending love to his widow and everyone throughout the world that have been touched by his music and his part of being with MPG and being an important part of Prince's life also. But again, check that out. And some of you bands and musicians and artists and industry people might want to, and just like me, fans just love great music. And that is something I have always envisioned. For some reason, wherever you are in the world, can't you see a little bit of your area in Minneapolis? It's just amazing how Minneapolis, just like Atlanta, just like Houston, L.A., Miami, it's amazing how the talents work together. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes they're like totally different, but they work together. So Minneapolis is one of those cities where you see the bands and you see the artists. Some are connected. Sometimes they're not connected, but because they share a love for their home city, or if they move there from elsewhere, they share that love, you know. And that's one thing about Minneapolis. Minneapolis, and also by Prince keeping Minneapolis as his home, it always felt like our home also, right, because of the music. And then it's amazing how the different bands were so original, also original. Even Prince's bands from different eras, from his original band to his most recent band. It's amazing how that just shows how, Prince enjoyed originality, and he loved working with other artists who also like being original. And so the music lives on of us coming together and loving one another like Prince always promoted, and that's life. That's life. Like I remember when Prince once said at one of the award shows, "God is life, life is God," you know. But it's life. I mean, even my atheist friends can agree with that because I have some of the most loving atheist friends, I must say, and you know who you are. And so it's about life. It's about spreading love to one another. And I didn't mean to go into that area. But again, if you want to come into that closed group, please send a request to join the Revolution and the Minneapolis Sound Project. James Franco is an awesome talent. You know, I started researching him maybe right before I kicked off this podcast. You know, I do this hot guys list, and I always liked his work. But, you know, I I've been on hiatus also from doing that list for like 3 years, but this year I'm bringing it back. But, you know, best hot guys, 100 hot guys list that I would do on Facebook and so on. And so I had asked for suggestions once, and my best friend from my 10 years, she was like, "Well, why don't I see James Franco on your list?" So then it seemed like ever since then I had like been researching him. And at this time, I think he had just was in school doing, he was maybe B minus Lister. Now he's what, AAA Lister. And so I started researching him. Anybody who knows me, one reason why this show is called Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, ever since I was a kid, I've always liked doing reports. I always liked doing essays. I always liked doing, presenting extra credit to my teachers and writing. And if I could get extra credit by going out researching, doing reports, interviewing, getting maybe CEOs or entrepreneurs or public figures to send me research info, and so my reports could be just fantastic, I did it. If I could go visit someone at their office, I mean, as a little kid, no joke, I mean, I always like doing reports. So it's important for us to research. Like Trump always talks about fake news. It's not hard to find out what's true and what's not, you know, even though some people are really good at fake news and gossiping. I mean, there are some rumors I've heard about myself that just trip me out. And some rumors I wish were true, to be honest, because they're so out there. They're so grandiose. They're so out there. But if you really dig James Franco or want to learn more about him, and it's all of, and there's amazing super fans in the group. There are professionals, industry people, artists, actors, producers, people that are writers and poets, people that enjoy certain movies. We effectively network. We even talk about our own creativity and projects that we work on. So if you want to be a part of that group, and it's a place of love also, no negativity, a place of love. I mean, both closed groups are places of love. So you can send a friend request to join on Facebook to the James Franco Project. Also, thank you again, because the Save Dallas Crusade still goes on. You know, Josh Henderson has his awesome project on E, The Arrangement, but also the Save Dallas Crusade still goes on. So thank you to those that also support the Save Dallas page that I created as soon as we heard the news that we would not have a fourth season. But thank you again. The email is CultureShock, CultureShockNT _Beth@yahoo.com. Also, IG, Beth Entrepreneur, Twitter at Beth Williams, BETHWMS, and at Culture Shock Inc., CultureShockEnt. Snapchat, Culture Shock Inc., CultureShockEnt. On Tumblr, BethEntrepreneur.tumblr.com. And also LinkedIn. I love LinkedIn. On LinkedIn, I'm LinkedIn.com/in/ Bethany C. Williams, Entrepreneur. Okay, again, the email is kulturehoknt_beth@yahoo.com. Okay? So thank you so much again for your love and support from those that's been with Culture Shock Entertainment Report since March 21st, 2011, are those that are new listeners. Thank you so much. And Mom is doing fine. She recently had a procedure, so the sedation medicine had her a little out of it for a while, but she's coming out of that. So my family and loved ones and those that may not be blood, but they're like family, we thank you. And thank you all for tuning in, and look forward to another show. I will schedule another show for Thursday morning at the same time. First I thought about, well, I just do it each Monday until, you know, get back into the groove and add more shows, because I know a lot of artists and musicians prefer to talk late night also. So, you know, it's always important to schedule late night shows. The Saturday night late night shows were always fun during the week too. But again, thank you for your love and your support. Try to look in on my screen one more time. I know the calls had stopped, but just in case someone was able to call before the on-air sign turned off, would be awesome. But again, let me give you the call-in number again so you can save it in your phone. Don't you hate it when you want to call a radio station? And that happened to me a lot, especially when I'm in Dallas. Like, if I want to call a radio station, I don't have the number. And so it's important to save those numbers. And big shout-out to Cyrus Webb also. He had me on the show, which you guys know, back in April, promoting the Crossroads Film Festival. And so I want you to know that on July the 1st, I knew it was something I didn't have on my bullet points. You can submit now. Submissions open on July the 1st for Crossroads Film Festival. You can submit your independent films and also your original song videos. You know, I'm the volunteer Mississippi Music Showcase showcase coordinator. So you can submit your film. Now, the deadline is September 30th. So from beginning of July the 1st until September the 30th, you can submit your films to Crossroads Film Festival. So you go to the website, Crossroads Film Festival, and you can get more information. And also for the original song videos, you can submit now, and the deadline is December the 15th. So go to the website and get your information, okay, regarding everything from becoming a member, volunteering opportunities, submitting your films, events that are always going on. A big shout-out to Oxford Film Festival also. Thank you so much for all the love and support. So check them out also. The Oxford Film Festival happens before the Crossroads Film Festival. It is in February in Oxford, Mississippi, home of Ole Miss. And Crossroads Film Festival happens in Jackson and Madison, Mississippi. So, again, thank you so much. So I'm trying to get my screen open right quick because I hate for someone to have called in and I didn't get a chance to talk with them. So I'm trying to get to the studio right quick. Just in case your call came through before, you know, my screen, my electronic device. So excuse me for pausing. Time is running out also. Okay, I just wanted to make sure I didn't want anyone to say, well, I called you and you had me on hold and I didn't get a chance to get my call in. So thought. I just wanted to make sure that didn't miss anyone. But again, thank you, and thank you for keeping in contact with me.